Hello, and welcome to the Woman Fully Alive podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Eames. This is the place to be if you are a woman who's ready to move past fear and limiting beliefs and step into the beautiful, expansive soul that you are. So today, what I'd like to talk about is why you shrink when you think about being visible. So I have so many women that would like to launch a business at midlife, to become more authentic online at midlife, would like to make posts or just even, you know, sell a course, or perhaps they want to show up more at dinner parties or within certain groups. And yet when they even think about it or when they go to do it, their throat tightens up, their chest gets tight, their stomach kind of curls, and then their voice comes out in a very high-pitched voice, and they feel tense. And when we feel tense or stressed, we never feel relaxed or good about what we've said. So there's often a lot of regret and guilt afterwards, and a lot of shame around, like what Brené Brown calls the shame spiral or backlash afterwards, where you second guess yourself and you wonder, did I say that right? Did that look stupid? I felt stupid. What do people think of me? And they might even go back and apologize. Or if it's posting on social media, go back and take the post down. Or they'll start to rethink what it is that they set out to do. So if this is you, I want you to know this information, that you are not alone and it didn't start with you. So we hear all kinds of ways to get out there and just do it and show up and, you know, get out of your comfort zone and all of these things. And they're partly true, but the part that we don't hear so much is that this fear has been very wise. This fear has served you and your ancestors, the women that have come before you. And also, it's embedded in intergenerational trauma or fear in our DNA. So this is the part that we don't hear so much, that it didn't start with you and it's not your fault. And with this information, you can start to expand and move at the speed of safety in your own nervous system with tools and processes to get there. And there's nothing wrong with you. So there's been many studies on this, and there's more all the time. But there was one study that's coming to mind where researchers took mice in a laboratory. I don't agree, you know, with testing on animals, but here we go. And what they did was this is really interesting. They took the mice and they blasted in the aroma of cherry blossoms into their cage. And along with that smell, along with that aroma that infiltrated the space in their cage, they also gave them an electric shock. So every time they started to associate the smell of cherry blossoms with fear. Now, yes, it sounds like a very cruel thing to do, doesn't it? But what they found was that their offspring, without having had this experience, were born with a fear of cherry blossoms, in that all they had to do was release the scent of cherry blossoms into the cage of their offspring, and their offspring went into a fight, flight, freeze response. Think about that. Now, women have been in a state of, you know, fear, maybe not all the time, but certainly in past generations, many things have happened. You know, we have the witch trials, we have all kinds of things, and even things that are still going on this planet. There's probably no woman's body that has a baseline of safety a lot of the time. And those fears can come in small ways. You know, well, for sure, the fear of showing up, the fear of being rejected, of being criticized, of being shunned. These are all real fears, because if you were pinpointed, let's take the witch trials as an example, as someone who potentially was a witch, and there were many criteria, one of them being that if you owned a cat, yes, that's how ridiculously silly it was. And, you know, if you were shunned or pinpointed or became visible as a target, there were serious consequences, i.e. death. So it may seem drastic when you think of, oh my God, all I want to do is show up, or all I want to do is set a boundary or speak my mind or be authentic, be me. It sounds really simple. And then when you find yourself retracting, it's not that simple. Because if it was the easy, you know, we wouldn't have this as such a global problem in all, pretty much all the women that I work with. So when we think about it this way, each generation perhaps gets a bit more brave, a bit more, not in all parts of the world. There are many parts of the world where women can't definitely not show up as themselves, sometimes not go out in public by themselves, sometimes not show, you know, too much skin, or they'll be vilified. And we're not stupid. You're not stupid. You know, you pick up on these things. You hear these things. You sense them. And even though you can look around and say, well, I'm safe here, that may be absolutely 100% true, but there also is something that registers in your body that's beyond a thought. And so my advice to you is, I encourage you to go easy on yourself, to have self-compassion and understanding. Because when we start beating ourselves up, we really think that this is a personal issue, that it's about you, that there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. You're a wise, intelligent person living in a nervous system that has inherited an ancestry of fear. And that's changing. It's definitely changing. And we are part of this change. So as we do show up, become more visible, you know, even speak your mind a little bit more perhaps than you would have, take it in small baby steps, we are shifting the trajectory of the planet. And what I invite you to do is just a 1 degree course correction. If you make a 1 degree course correction, just like an airplane, you know, when it makes a 1 degree course correction, it ends up over time at a very different destination. So what if you were to make a 1 degree course correction today and show up? Maybe show up messy. Maybe just show up the way you are. I make a pretty daily practice of that now, of showing up, because you're exercising and building a muscle that for a lot of women, you know, because of all these reasons, has gotten a bit flabby. And we want to be strong. I shouldn't say flabby. I mean, it's become smaller, and we want to build that muscle bigger so that we can expand our comfort zones. And eventually, you know, it'll take some time. We can just show up as who and what we are. Imagine a world where women were just themselves and we didn't have the pressure to be thin, be, you know, have your makeup on a certain way, to be smart, to, you know, have various educational levels, to be thin, or any pressure to look a certain way or be a certain way. You know, when I imagine that, I instantly feel so grounded and free. And that's the world. You know, when we really expand, we've got fear over here that only creates more fear. And over here, we've got love and expansion and freedom. And this is the most powerful force in the world. You have it in you. It's limitless, it's infinite, and it's ever expanding. So there's no end to it. This is not a linear thing when we're talking about divine feminine energy. We're talking about little by little, in like concentric circles, expanding out, out, out. And you can keep going forever with this, just little steps at a time. And I will say that sometimes it's two steps forward and one back. So if you find yourself in those cringing, you know, shame spirals, it's a well-known thing. You're not alone. And if you can build the muscle to stay neutral, don't go back and apologize, and don't take your post down, and stay in that place. Even tell yourself, I'm just gonna stay in neutral for an hour. And then you can say, okay, I survived, because it feels like survival. I'm gonna stay in neutral for 24 hours. And then see, you know, just use your own discernment, you know. See if you've built that muscle, if you can let it go a little bit farther. And each time you do that and you don't shrink, that means you're expanding. So that's what I want for all of you. And if this resonates with you, why do you shrink when you think about being visible? Please leave me a comment below. Leave me a review, or like this podcast and share it with your friends. Because my mission in life is to help women after midlife to continue on this ever-moving spiral of expansion. So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and join one of my expansion breathwork journeys or my monthly course, The Expansion Blueprint Method. 4 steps, 4 weeks to your true expansion at midlife and beyond. Take care, everyone. See you in the next episode.